إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. It's a pleasure once again to welcome all of you. And we're going to continue tonight reading from the explanation of Aqidat al-Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith. Aqidat al-Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith, wa al-Imam al-Sabuni, rahimahullahu ta'ala wa ghafara lahu wa liwalidayhi wa al-Muslimin al-Muslimat. Wa al-Sharh, the explanation of our noble Shaykh, al-Walid al-Allama, Abi Muhammad Rabi' ibn Hadi, المدخلي حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات أمين. قال الإمام الصابوني and this tonight الحمد لله we start in a new chapter. لا تدخل الجنة بعمل. You will not enter الجنة by your deeds alone. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله ويعتقدون يعني أهل الحديث أصحاب الحديث السلف ويعتقدون ويشهدون أن أحدا لا تجب له الجنة وإن كان عمله حسنا وعبادته أخلص العبادات وطاعته أزكى الطاعات وطريقه مرتضى إلا أن يتفضل الله عليه فيوجبها بمنه وفضله إذ عمل الخير الذي عمله لم يتيسر له إلا بتيسير الله عز اسمه فلو لم ييسره له لم يتيسر ولو لم يهده لفعله لم يهد له أبدا بجهده وجده. قال الله عز وجل ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء. وقال تعالى مخبرا عن أهل الجنة وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. قال الصابوني رحمه الله في آيات سواها. Translation of this matter here of Aqidat al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith, that al-Imam al-Sabuni said in this chapter, which is chapter number 26 according to the English translation of the book of the creed of the pious predecessors, the people of Hadith. He says, the people of Hadith believe and testify that no one is entitled to paradise even if he had performed good deeds and his worship was the most sincere, or his obedience was the purest obedience and his way was a pleasing one, unless Allah favors him, thereby granting it, meaning the Jannah, to him through his blessings and graciousness. Since the good deeds which the person performed was not made easy for him except by the facilitations of Allah, mighty is his name. So if he had not, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had not facilitated for him, the person would not have been able to accomplish this deed. And similarly, if he, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not guide him to it, he would never have accomplished it out of his own effort and exhortation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High and the Most Majestic, says in Surah An-Nur, the verse 21, had it not been for the grace of Allah and His mercy upon you, not one of you would have been purified. However, Allah purifies whom He wills. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, informing us about the people of paradise, as it came in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 43, وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. People of paradise, they say, all praise is for Allah who has guided us to this. Never could we have found guidance were it not that Allah had guided us. In the explanation of this part of this Hadith book, the book of Al-Imam al-Sabuni, Aqid al-Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith, قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله هذا من عقائد أهل السنة. This is from the creed of Ahl al-Sunnah. And once again, we remind you of the importance of these classes because we're supposed to be on the creed of the Salaf. This is the Aqidah that is Sahiha, that is sound. So from there, from that which they believe, is this: أنهم لا يقطعون لأحد لا بجنة ولا بنار إلا من ولد فيهم النص. أهل السنة والجماعة, who are upon the right creed, from their belief that they believe in, the aqid they are upon, they do not say that such and such is in the Jannah, nor such and such in the hellfire, except with a text. If there is a text from the legislation that says so and so in the Jannah or so and so in the hellfire, then Ahl al-Sunnah or Jama'ah, they would not single out individuals and say this person is in the Jannah or the other is in the hellfire. قال والرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول شيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى. Now we're in explanation. شيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى says, and the Messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام says, and this hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, لن يدخل أحد الجنة بعمله. No one will enter the Jannah because of his deeds. قالوا ولا أنت يا رسول الله. They says, even you, O Messenger of Allah, are you included in this statement too? قال ولا أنا إلا أن يتغمدني الله برحمة منه وفضل. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to them, even me, even I, except if the mercy of Allah is upon me and His bounty reached me. So remember now, in this chapter we are talking about entering al-Jannah, okay? And na'am, people will enter al-Jannah while other people end up in a hellfire, wal'iyadhu billah. But this chapter is, do the deeds that everyone do, salat, aqidah, hajj, just because a person is obedient and doing good, performing the prayers, establishing them, salat, zakat, automatically has to enter al-Jannah? That's what we're learning tonight in this class, alhamdulillah. قال فأنت لا تدخل الجنة بعملك وإنما أنت تتسبب بعد توفيق الله لك. So how do we understand this? We still are commanded to do good deeds, to be obedient to Allah, to be righteous, to obey Allah, to obey His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But how we understand that? The Shaykh says, you do not enter al-Jannah only because of what you do, but rather those deeds of yours are a means that lead to the Jannah after the tawfiq of Allah. Aina. After Allah made you and given you tawfiq and assist you to be on the path that leads to the Jannah. قال والجنه انما هي فضل منه على عباده سبحانه وتعالى. Actually the Jannah, those who will enter al-Jannah, that's a bounty from Allah. That's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a blessing from Allah upon His servants, upon the righteous amongst His servants. قال حتى الأنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام. حتى الأنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام. وعلى رأسهم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أحد منهم يدخل الجنة بعمله. He says, even the prophets عليهم الصلاة والسلام, at the head of them is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, even them are included in this. They will not enter Jannah because of their because of their deeds alone. لماذا قال لأن نعم الله لا يستطيع أحد أن يكافئها. He says why? Because he cannot pay for the favors of Allah and His blessings. Those the deeds that the person do in obedience, they can never be a price for the favors and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال لهذا يقول النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. So you will find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make a dua and say, he doesn't count. Of course, we praise Allah. He prays, but you will never be able to praise Allah and say that's enough. Okay, I've done enough praises towards Allah. Never. أي نعم. أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. We praise Allah, we thank Him, but we will never come up with a way that it will encompass all the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ يَفِي بِالثَّنَاءِ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَقُومُ بِشُكْرِ النِّعَمِ الَّتِي أَسْدَاهَا اللَّهُ لِلْعِبَادِ. Then the Shaykh, he bring a question. He said, who is this individual who actually praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best way? Or actually thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he should for his favors and blessings that he has bestowed upon his servants. Allah أحد يستطيع ذلك. No one can nor have the ability to do so. لكن الله يمن على من يشاء بالهداية والتوفيق وإنزاله المنازل العظيمة التي تفضل بها الله على عباده في الجنة. But the people are not on the same level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conferred upon whom He wills guidance, tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists whom He wills from His servants to do that which is right and to be upon the path of obedience and righteousness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised levels, great levels, and in great ranks those whom He wills subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those levels that are in the Jannah. People are not on the same levels in this life nor in the hereafter. And that's from the favors and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْعَمَلُ يَقُولُ الشَّيْخ رَبِيحَ حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ لَيْسَ وَالْعَمَلُ سَبَبٌ وَلَيْسَ ثَمَنٌ لِلْجَنَّةِ بِخِلَافِ مَا يَعْتَقِدُهُ الْمُعْتَزِلَةُ أَنَّ الْجَنَّةِ هِيَ ثَمَنٌ لِلْعَمَلِ. الله أكبر. Then the Shaykh says, because the actions, the righteous actions that the servants perform, they are a mean that leads to the Jannah. They are not a price for the Jannah. They are not a price. Say, okay, well, I've been praying for all these years, fasting so many years, made Hajj, been nice with Quran, I gotta be in the Jannah. Doesn't work like that. He says, Al-Amal, Sabab, is a mean. You have to take the means. Al-Akhd bil-Asbab. But it's not a price for the Jannah. As opposed to the creed of the Mu'tazila, a wicked group, one of the wicked groups, Al-Mu'tazila, they oppose Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah in many points of Aqidah, in this one as well. Then they believe that the Jannah is a price for the actions. لماذا? Why the Shaykh says, why they have this wicked belief, لأنهم يعتقدون أن العمل يخلقه العبد والعياذ بالله. Because then they have another wicked creed, point of wicked عقيدة, that they believe that the actions are created by the person himself. That's the Mu'tazila, Al-Qadariya, the Mu'tazila. They believe that the servants, they create their own actions. But in the عقيدة of Al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, Allah created the people and their actions. And Allah has given the people a will to choose. But whatever they choose can never go outside what Allah has wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has made clear the path of good from the path of evil. The path that leads to the Jannah is clear, alhamdulillah, by revelation. And the path that leads to ruin and destruction and the hellfire is clear. So the people, they have a choice. Allah didn't
make it a compulsion on the people. لا. So those who are righteous and pious and choose the path of evil, because they choose that. And those who are not, they choose to be rebellious and they choose to be disobedient. So the Mu'tazila, since they believe, and that's a wicked belief, that's a wrong creed, okay, well, we thank Allah for saving us from that, alhamdulillah, and Allah keep us firm upon the aqidah of the Salaf. Since they believe that the servants, they create their own actions. العبد هو الذي يخلق عمله. إذن فيجب على الله أن يكافئه على هذا العمل. So they said it is incumbent upon Allah to reward this servant for his actions. إن كان خيرا فيجب عليه أن يكافئه بالخير. So it's فيجب سبحان الله. They says if so, the person does good, it's incumbent upon Allah to reward that person with good. وَإِنْ كَانَ شَرًّا فَيَجِبُ عَنْ يُكَافِئُهُ بِالشَّرِّ أَيَ النَّارُ وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And if a person does evil, it's incumbent upon Allah to reward that person with evil, meaning to be in the hellfire. And the Shaykh says, we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And هذا دلال. The Shaykh said, this is dalal, this is misguidance. To believe like this, like the Mu'tazila, is misguidance. قال ولا حجة لهم في قوله تعالى وادخلوا الجنة بما كنتم تعملون. He says, as for the ayah that they use as a proof, that's not proof for them. Enter Jannah as related to what you used to do, because of what you used to do. قال لأن العمل الصالح سبب لدخول الجنة وليس ثمنا لها. The Shaykh says, حفظه الله, Shaykh Rabi' حفظه الله, he says, righteous actions is a means that leads to the Jannah. A means, if the people does it, they are righteous, then when they die upon that, they will enter Jannah. It's a means to enter Jannah, and it's not a price. Okay, I've been righteous, I have to enter Jannah, that's it. لا. قال فالباء في قوله تعالى بما كنتم. Now the Shaykh gives some grammar here. قال فالباء في قوله تعالى بما كنتم تعملون سببية وليس ثمنية. He says because the باء here is you understand it, because Allah says بما كنتم تعملون mean as a means, those righteous actions that you used to do, they are means that leads to paradise, a path, like a path. If somebody wants to go from point A to point B, he follows this path that leads to point B. But if he go to make U-turn, he's not going to make it there. Okay? So, a person, he says, sababiyya, it means, the actions are a means that leads to paradise, but they are not the price for paradise, meaning a person was righteous, he deserves that because of his action, he has to be in the Jannah. قال ولهذا يقول الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. For this, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لن يدخل أحد الجنة بعمله. No one enter الجنة because of his deeds alone. You see? No one will enter الجنة because of his deeds alone. قالوا ولا أنت يا رسول الله. They said, even you, O Messenger of Allah. He said, even me. Has it not been for the mercy of Allah and His bounty upon him صلى الله عليه وسلم and upon the righteous among his servants. So we understand from this that yes, you gotta do righteous deeds, alhamdulillah, but you gotta humble yourself and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance, and we should ask Allah firmness upon that guidance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cause us to die upon this sound aqidah, and as Muslims and as believers, and to make us to die and to cause us to die on a righteous act. Amen. قال فأهل السنة لا ينزلون أحدا جنة ولا نار. He says أهل السنة, they do not just look at the people just because of their actions, oh, they are from the Jannah. Or because of their wicked actions, oh, that person is in a hellfire. They don't. Okay? لا نقول في الشخص المعين. So the Sheikh says it's meaning individuals. Like people, individuals. You don't single out a person and say, Wallahi, Fulan fil Nar, or Fulan fil Jannah, illa binassi min al Rasul al Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. أو الأنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام لأن هناك أقوال في هذه المسألة. So the Sheikh says, you don't single out a particular person and say, by Allah, so and so is in a hellfire, or so and so is in Jannah, except with a text, meaning a hadith from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Sheikh says, or you may say that this is only for the Anbiya. It's because there is different statements in this matter. Okay, there is a statement from this matter. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ لَا نَشْهَدْ إِلَّا الْأَنْبِيَةِ says, some in one of the statements of the ulama, they said, yes, we testify that the Jannah is for the Anbiya. Now, you can say that, they said. So one group of the ulama, they says, they testify for the Anbiya. وَمِنْهُمْ meaning the prophets وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولْ نَشْهَدُ لِمَنْ شَهِدَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِالْجَنَّةِ another they says yes but also we testify for anyone that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that they are from the Jannah like who? Somebody know? هنا العشر المبشرين كالعشر المبشرين بالجنة like the 10 companions that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned them together, that they are from the people of Jannah. Of course, at the head of them is Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman Ali radiallahu anhum. And then Talha was Zubayr, Naam, and Abdurrahman ibn Auf, and among the 10. وكذلك ثابت بن قيس والجارية وعبد الله بن سلام وأهل الحديبية على العموم نعم says likewise it says ثابت بن قيس and الجارية a slave girl and عبد الله بن سلام who was a Jew he used to be a Jew and accepted Islam والحمد لله وأهل الحديبية in general he says أهل الحديبية قال لأن أهل الحديبية these are the people who they witness the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, those companions who they were with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. شهد لهم رسول الله بالجنة عليه الصلاة والسلام وأنهم لا يدخلون النار. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he witnessed for them that they are from the people of Jannah, that they were not into the hellfire. الله أكبر. وقال وأهل بدر إن شاء الله كذلك. Shaykh Rabia said, likewise, included in this, the people of Badr, inshallah. Likewise, meaning the companions who, they partake in the battle of Badr, Ghazwa to Badr, the great Ghazwa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given victory and nasr to the Muslims upon the shirk. Has given nasr to Tawheed and to Islam upon shirk, upon the Sanadid, Ahlaka Sanadid Quraysh, the tyrants of Quraysh, many of them they were killed in Ghazwat Badr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given victory to Islam, to the Muslims, to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال بل الصحابة إن شاء الله يغلب على ظننا أنهم إلى الجنة رأسا وكما قال الله وكلا وعد الله الحسنى he says rather after the sheikh he gave this tafsir he said rather all of the companions they're in the jannah they will enter the jannah وغير الصحابة لا نشهد لأحد لا بجنة ولا بنار he says other than the sahaba other than the companions the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم we do not say this person is from the people of jannah or such a person is from the people of the hellfire هذا قول ثاني this is another statement opinion there is a third opinion the Sheikh mentioned قال وهناك من يقول نشهد لمن شهد له رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام ولمن شهد له المؤمنون. There is a third opinion that says, now, we testify as related to what the Prophet ﷺ said. If the Prophet ﷺ said such and such a person in the Jannah, we testify. Likewise, those who, the believers, they witness that it's from the Jannah. How we understand this? قَالَ إِذَا أَثْنَوْ عَلَيْهِ خَيْرًا نَشْهَدُ لَهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ. If a person, you find a group of the believers, they say good things about that person who died, because the narration is, that's how he says. When a person died, and then you find a group of the believers, they say, MashaAllah, he was a good person, he was righteous, kada. He said he will enter the Jannah. لِمَا رَوَاهُ أَنَسْ. هَذَا الدَّلِيلِ. لِمَا رَوَاهُ أَنَسْ. Because of this hadith that is narrated by Anas رضي الله عنه. قَالَ مَرُّوا بِجَنَازَةٍ فَأَثْنَوْا عَلَيْهَا خَيْرًا. He said once people, they pass carrying a janaza. Okay? And the people, they mention good about that janaza. They know the person. And they mention it with good. فَقَالَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَجَبَتْ. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, وَجَبَتْ. Maybe he deserved it or something like this. وَجَبَتْ meaning he deserved it. For a better lack of translation. If somebody know better translation, please put it forward. ثُمَّ مَرُّوا بِأُخْرَى فَأَتْنَوْا عَلَيْهَا شَرَّ. Then another janazah passed by, and the people, they said bad thing about it. They said bad about that janazah. Tayyib? They said bad about that janazah. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ وَجَبَتْ. The Prophet ﷺ said also the same thing, وَجَبَتْ, like he deserved it or something like that. فَقَالَ عُمَرْ بُنْ خَطَّابِ. Umar ibn Khattab said to Prophet ﷺ, مَا وَجَبَتْ. What is it, this وَجَبَتْ? قَالَ هَذَا أَثْنَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ خَيْرًا فَوَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Said, as for the person that you, when that janazah that passed, and you praise it and mention good about it, no, he deserves the Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Deserves the Jannah. وَهَذَا أَثْنَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ شَرًّا فَوَجَبَتْ لَهُ النَّارِ أَنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءُ اللَّهِ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Said, and as for the other, you mentioned evil about it, so they did, the person deserved the fire of hell. No.
I think instead of deserve, should it be that Jannah becomes obligatory?
Obligatory. وَجَبَتْ مِنَ الْوُجُوبِ. No.
You say deserve, it's like still maybe.
Maybe, may not. Okay, yes. Now, Nasir, you agree with him?
Huh? Did I listen to the explanation of this hadith in somewhere else? Wajabat.
Ahsan. That's what I was looking for. Like a better term of translation. Sometimes it's not easy, you know. The key of translations, looking for words, sometimes you lost it. May come back later on. Now, wajabat from the wujub. Especially Brother Mishal, he says he heard the explanation of this wajabat, meaning become obligatory. Okay, they will enter the Jannah or will enter the hellfire. Now, Jazakallahu khair. And the hadith is collected by Imam al-Bukhari and an Imam Muslim. From the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. في كتاب الجنائز, both of them in كتاب الجنائز. وفي رواية كما في مسند أحمد, in another narration as in مسند إمام أحمد, أن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه مرت به جنازة. جنازة meaning the corpse. فأثني على صاحبها خير فقال عمر رضي الله عنه وجبت. It became obligatory. Okay. That in the مسند, actually عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه, he's the one that this janazah passed while he was sitting. And people around him, they praised that person, the dead person. who was in that janazah. So Umar, he's the one who said at this time, as the Prophet ﷺ said, wajabat. ثُمَّ مُرَّ بِأُخْرَ فَأُتْنِي عَلَى صَاحِبِهَا خَيْرٍ. A second one passed by, and the people, they still mention good about that second one. Umar said, wajabat. ثُمَّ مُرَّ بِأُخْرَ فَأُتْنِي عَلَيْهَا شَرٍ. Then another jinazah passed by, the people at this time, they mention evil about that person. Okay, bad things. فقال عمر رضي الله عنه وجبت. عمر said وجبت. فقال أبو الأسود فقلت له يا أمير المؤمنين ما وجبت. So أبو الأسود says, oh أمير المؤمنين, what is it that become binding upon this person or is obligatory upon that person? Or he says, قلت كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, I said as the Messenger of Allah said. I said as the Messenger of Allah said, أَيُّمَا مُسْلِمٍ شَهِدَ لَهُ أَرْبَعَةٌ بِخَيْرٍ إِلَّا أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ. الله أكبر. He said, there is not a Muslim that four people, they said good about him, they witnessed good about him, Allah allowed that person to enter the Jannah. Allah Akbar. Is there four people at least here can say something good about me? MashaAllah, may Allah give us husn al-khitam. May Allah give us husn al-khitam. قَالَ قُلْنَا وَثَلَاثَ. SubhanAllah. He says, the narrator says, we said, what about three? Meaning, what about, not four, three, they say good about that person. قَالَ وَثَلَاثَ. Allah Akbar. He says, three. قلنا واثنان. الله أكبر. The Sahaba, they always look for good for us. الله أكبر. Ways. We said, what about two? They asking who now? The Messenger of Allah. What about two? قال واثنان. He said, even two. قال ولم نسأله عن الواحد. He said, we didn't ask him about what if it's one? What if one person witness? الله أكبر. الحمد لله. قال ويذهب بعض أهل العلم العلماء إلى تخصيص هذا بالرسول لأن الله أطلعه على أن هذا بالجنة وهذا بالنار. He said, and some of the ulama, they said this is specific to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Specific to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, because Allah let him know that this person is a person from Jannah and this person from the people of the hellfire. وبعضهم يخص الشهادة ويقصرها على الصحابة. Some, they says, لا. The shahada, meaning those who witness, say good about a deceased person, they says, no, this is only for the companions, not for other than them. Meaning, only the companions, meaning that that time, in their time, if they bear witness for someone with good, that person is from the people of Jannah. Okay? And the like. They says, this testimony here is only for the Sahaba. لأنهم أتقى لله وأورع وأفقه وأعلم. And they says, because the Sahaba, they are the most pious of all the people. They are the pious people and they have more fiqh, more wara. They adhere to the commands of Allah. They stay away even, they stay away from the haram and they stay away from the disliked things and the like. وَأَعْلَمْ. They have the most knowledge. They are more knowledgeable of Allah. They have the fiqh, the sound fiqh and understanding. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولْ لَا. He said, but from them, maybe the Shaykh is, from them is the ulama, Allahu A'lam. He says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولْ لَا بَلْ هِيَ تَتَنَاوَلْ كُلُّ مُؤْمِنٍ تَقِيٍّ ثِقَةٍ. He said, but rather, this matter we're talking about here, those who bear witness with good to a deceased person, that person will be from the people of Jannah. And if they bear witness with evil, to that person who died, that person who is from the people of the is from the people of the hellfire, they says no, this is not specific to the companions, for the companions only, but rather includes every pious, trustworthy believer. قال يعني بعض الناس قد يشهدون بالزور. He said that because some of the people they give false witness and testimony. هنا قال فإذا كان إنسان تقيا ثقة عدلا لا يزكي إلا من يستحق التزكية والثناء بالخير وشهد أربعة أو ثلاثة أو اثنان ممن حالهم كهذا لإنسان بالخير فإنه يرجى له الجنة. الله أكبر. So therefore, because keep in mind, when a person is pious, righteous, trustworthy, adil, and he's known with his uprightness and righteousness. Okay? Usually these people, they do not praise anybody. They praise only those who deserve to be praised with good. They don't just say, oh yeah, he's good. No, they don't. They do it based on knowledge, what they know about the person. So he says, so if a four people like this, or three or two, they mention that deceased person with good, he says, we hope that that person, inshallah, from the people of Jannah. وَإِذَا شَهِدُوا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ بِالْفِسْقِ وَالْفُجُورِ يُخَافُوا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The Shaykh, he says, but if they... Those people, those individuals who are pious, righteous, they say or testify that such a person, he was a wicked person, an evil person. He says, we're afraid that that person is from the people of the fire. Still the Shaykh said he's from the people of the fire. He said, we're afraid. And in the other side, he didn't say he's from the people of Jannah. He said, we hope he's from the people of Jannah. He says, now he says, look, Imam al-Sabuni, he says, وَإِنْ كَانَ عَمَلُهُ حَسَنَ وَعِبَادَتُهُ أَخْرَسَ الْعِبَادَاتِ. He said, Imam al-Sabuni, when he mentioned that no one will enter Jannah just because of his deeds, he says, even though he has performed good deeds and his worship was the most sincere. يقول لا نشهد له بالجنة. So Imam al-Sabuni says from the Aqidah, from the Sunnah, the Ashab al-Hadith, even if a person performs righteous deeds, sincere, upon sincerity, we do not say he's from the people of Jannah. قال كل هذه الأشياء طيبة. Said, na'am, person who's righteous, upright, upon tawheed, worship none but Allah sincerely and the like, he said, these are good things, no doubt. These are beautiful, good things. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَجْعَلْنَا نَزِّمْ لَهُ وَنَشْهَدْ لَهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ. But still, this thing doesn't make us say he's automatically from the people of Jannah. قال فهذه الأشياء من طاعة وبر وإحسان وعبادة وإلى آخر وإن بذلها لا نقطع له بالجنة. Said, نعم, when you see a person is upon obedience, upon righteousness, doing good, upon ibadah, worshipping none but Allah and the like, doing all these good things, still we do not say he is from the people of Jannah. He's in the Jannah. كما إذا رأينا إنسانا ينهمك بالفسق والفجور فنشهد له بالنار لأن هذه أمور مغيبة. Likewise, he said, if you see someone upon fisq, that Allah is doing a lot of evil, wrong in himself, we don't say he's from the people of the fire. He's still alive. He's from the people of the fire. قال لأن هذه أمور مغيبة لا يعلمها إلا الله والأعمال بالخواتيم. He says, because these are from the matters of the unseen. Who's going to be in the Jannah and who's in the hellfire. He says, and keep, only Allah knows. And he said, keep in mind, actions are judged based on what the people they died upon. Ayna. He said, and remember the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, When he says, فَوَالَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُهُ إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابُ فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَيَدْخُلُهَا وَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابُ فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فَيَدْخُلُهَا. Mentioned the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ says, by the one, he swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that none has the right to be worshipped except he, one of you would act and do the actions of the people of Jannah. The person, he does the actions of the people of Jannah until it is nothing but between him and the Jannah except a dhira', an arm span. Before death, the ulama, they says, until that person before he die, that which is already written for that person will overcome such a person, and he will act and does an action of the people of the fire, die on that and enter the fire. Likewise, a person will, from his actions of the actions of the people of the fire, there will be no, until before his death, that person, before they die, that which only Allah has written for that person from good, of course, in this case, that he will do the actions of the people of Jannah. And he died upon that and will enter Jannah. وَمِنْهَا كَذَلِكَ قَوْلُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ كَانَ آخِرُ كَلَامِهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Likewise from the Adilla, the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, whoever last statement was لا إله إلا الله, enters Jannah. قَلْ فَالْأَعْمَالِ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. He says, so actions are judged according to the last thing you died on. الْأَعْمَالِ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. لِذَلِكْ نَسْأَلَ اللَّهَ حُسْنَ الْخَاتِمَ. الْإِنسَانْ لَا يَغْتَرْ بِعَكَثْرَةِ عِبَادَتِهِ. Person should not be deceived by his abundance of good. Naam, do good. Compete one another to do good and righteousness. But don't just say, oh, because now you're Allah guide you to pray tahajjud, that's it, you're from the people of Jannah. Now you fast Ramadan and fast 6 of Shawwal and maybe a couple of Mondays and then you feel like that's it, you're from the people of Jannah. Now ask Allah the khawatim, husn al khatima. Continue to do good, but always ask Allah, and we should all constantly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us to die on a good deed that leads to the Jannah. قال الشيخ مهما بلغ من الصلاح قال لذلك أنت لا تشهد لإنسان صالح بأنه من أهل الجنة مهما بلغ من الصلاح والبذل والجهاد وغيره لا تشهد له بالجنة وإنما ترجو له. He says, so for this reason you do not bear witness for a particular individual who righteous individual that he's from the people of Jannah. Doesn't matter how righteous that person, how much they spend and put forward and jihad and the like, and other than that, لا تشهد له بالجنة وإنما ترجو له. Just because you see someone doing good and righteous action, don't say, oh, he's from the people of Jannah. Rather, he says, you hope that he is from the people of Jannah. Because of his actions, you hope that he's from the people of Jannah. وَكَذَلِكَ قَالَ إِذَا رَأَيْتَ إِنسَانًا مُنْهَمِكًا فِي الْفِسْقِ فَلَا تَشْهَدْ عَلَيْهِ بِالنَّارِ أَيْضًا. He says, likewise, if he's someone wronging himself, committing sins, he says, do not pass a judgment on that person and say he's from the people of the hellfire. He says, لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ قَدْ يَرْحَمُ وَيُوَفِّقُ وَيُسَدِّدُ فَيَمُوتُ عَلَى أَفْضَلِ الْأَعْمَالِ فَيَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ لَأَنَّ هَذَا أَمْرٌ غَيْبِي فَلَا تَحْكُمْ عَلَى أَحَدٍ بِجَنَّةٍ وَلَا نَارٍ. He says, why? Because that person who's doing evil and wronging himself, you don't know. Allah may show him his mercy and give him tawfiq, and he will die upon a righteous deed and he will enter al-Jannah. So this matter here, the Shaykh, is a matter of unseen, the ghaib. Don't pass any judgment on anyone that this person in Jannah or this person is in a hellfire. So the Shaykh Hafidahullah says, لا نشهد لأحد بجنة ولا بنار. And he mentioned, actually the Shaykh mentioned the ayahs in Surah An-Nur and the ayah in Surah Al-A'raf that we have recited to you, that Imam As-Sabuni رحمه الله تعالى mentioned as a proof. Now, so our noble Shaykh حفظه الله, Shaykh Rabi' حفظه الله ومتعه بالصحة والعافية, says, so we do not testify that such individual or the other from the people of Jannah, from the people of the hellfire, because of the text we have mentioned to you and the reason we have mentioned. So we have to fear Allah, he says. We have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should not present such testimonies. He says, but if a person says, what about saying, oh, so-and-so is a good person, so-and-so is upon good, upon the righteous path, he said, yes, that's permissible. You can say, oh, so-and-so, mashallah, is upon good, is upon the path, is upon the sound aqidah, but do not say he's from the people of Jannah, or he's from the people of the hellfire. And then the Shaykh mentioned a hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, who said that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that it used to be two men in Bani Israel. And one of them, they were very close to each other. And one of them, he used to wrong himself, disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and wrong himself with sins and disobedience, while the other, he was upon righteousness and devoted to ibadah and worship. So the one who was devoted to the ibadah, whenever he see the other upon sin, he say to him, Aqsir, constantly he's advising him, give up this sin, give up disobedience. Until one moment, one time, he find him disobeying himself, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wronging himself, and he said to him, give up the sin. So he said to him, leave me alone, and my Lord, leave me, between me and between my Lord. He didn't send you as a watcher over me. Did he send you as a watcher over me? You see? Then the person who is devoted to worship and do a lot of good actions, he said to him, Wallahi la yaghfiru Allahu lak. By Allah, Allah would not forgive you. Aw la yudkhiluka al-jannah. Or he says, by Wallahi, Allah does not enter you and admit you to the Jannah. Subhanallah. So Allah caused both them to die, and they stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah said to the one who was devoted to worship upon righteousness and this, أَكُنْتَ بِعَالِمًا أَوْ كُنْتَ مَا عَلَى مَا فِي يَدَيَّ قَادِرًا. Do you know what I'm about to do, or do you really have any ability or that which I'm able to do? And he said to the sinful, the one who used to wrong himself, اِذْهَبْ فَدْخُلْ الْجَنَّةِ بِرَحْمَتِي. Allah said to the one who used to wrong himself, go and enter Jannah by my mercy. وَقَالَ لِلْآخَرِ اِذْهَبُوا بِهِ إِلَى النَّارِ. And he said to the other one who used to be devoted and worship, take him to the hellfire. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, والذي نفسي بيده لتكلم بكلمة أوبق دنياه وآخرته. Abu Hurairah says, by the one who is in his hand, my soul, mean by Allah, this person who was devoted in ibadah, obedient, righteous actions, has made a statement that have destroyed his dunya and his hereafter. Likewise, in another narration similar to this, a person says, Wallahi la yaghfiru Allahu li fulan. A person says, by Allah, Allah does not forgive so and so. And these are not statements that we should make. Cannot say that. قال الله من ذا الذي يتألى علي ألا أغفر لفلان. Who is this person who is speaking on my behalf, for a better terms of translation, that I am saying that I does not forgive so and so. فإني قد غفرت لفلان وأحبطت عمله. I have forgiven so and so, and I have made all your deeds void. SubhanAllah. So the Shaykh says, no one should speak on behalf of Allah in these matters and say, so and so will never enter the Jannah, so and so Allah will never forgive him. The Shaykh says, humble yourself. Don't be deceived with your righteousness. And you grow arrogant. Just because he says, the Shaykh says, you're doing some actions, righteous actions, and people around you, they wronging themselves. He says, and you don't grow arrogant and think that they are from the people of the hellfire and that Allah will never forgive them. He says, rather, the right approach that a person should take is that to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise Him for being guided while others around Him are misguided. When one of us find himself, alhamdulillah, praying in time and be mindful of his what he look at, what he hears, what he eat, where he go and the like, not indulge in riba, not smoking, not drinking and the like, and alhamdulillah, be grateful to Allah. The Shaykh says, praise Allah for being guided and ask Allah firmness, thabat. Ayna'am. And increase from this dua, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit Qulubana ala Deenik. O the one who turns the hearts, keep our hearts firm upon your religion. Make this dua in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 8. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da id hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah. Innaka antal wahhab. Allah, do not cause us to deviate or our hearts to deviate after giving us guidance and after guiding us. Allahu Akbar. That's the approach that we take when you see people around you disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we all disobey Allah. That's only the things we see people are doing. What about us? Ayna'am. And we disobey Allah, we fall short, we every one of us has his own shortcomings. But yet still, when we see some obvious things that the people are doing, what we are not doing, then at that moment we thank Allah and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for saving us from that path. And we ask Him firmness. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide those people. The Shaykh says, كُنْ دَائِمًا عَلَى خَوْفُ وَرَجَعُ. He says, this is how you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon hope and fear. Do good, hoping that Allah accept from you and allow you in Jannah, and fear for your sins. I know that they may be the cause for you and bring you to ruin and destruction, aliyadu billah. So if we do this, alhamdulillah, these are the balance. As the ulama from the Ibn al-Qayyim, they said, the khawf and the raja, they give you balance. It's like the two wings of a bird. If you clip one, the bird wing, what happened? The brother is doing like this. Be going all around. Ayna, but you don't want to be all around. You want to be on the path. Ahsan. Ayna. So this is, don't go to fear, too much fear, because you're going to despair from the mercy of Allah. And don't go to the other extreme, Allah, ghafur rahim, and then they don't even care when they sin or not. No, we have balance, ya akhwan. So he said, so the Shaykh, he says, Naam, alhamdulillah, we should not be deceived by your actions of righteousness. Do good. Your righteousness and good actions are a means that lead to the Jannah. Walhamdulillah. He says, may Allah keep us firm upon His obedience. وَفَقَ اللَّهُ الْجَمِيعِ لِمَا يُحِبُّ وَيَرْضَى. May Allah aid and assist all of us to do that which He loves and is pleased with. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.